Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
United States foreign policy is focused on three urgent crises at the moment, said National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan at the recent Global Impact Forum. They include the wars in Ukraine, Gaza, and Sudan. With regard to these crises, the United States has worked very hard to take an approach that is not just about the military, but about all the tools of American power. It's about development and diplomacy, noted Mr. Sullivan. Indeed, in Gaza, the U.S. is working hard to bring the war to an end, surge humanitarian assistance, and get the hostages home.
This is the best thing for the people of Gaza who have been suffering. It's the best thing for the people of Israel who need and deserve security. And it's the best thing for the American people as well, who want to see a shift to peace and stability in the Middle East that has been elusive since the horrific massacre.
The United States is concerned about developing technologies such as artificial intelligence, said Mr. Sullivan.
Will we remain on the forefront, both in terms of technological innovation, but also in terms of ensuring that artificial intelligence is used for good and that the risks of AI are managed effectively?
Another challenge for American foreign policy has been to find a more effective way to invest in clean energy, infrastructure, and technology in places like Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. Debt relief is an important component of promoting development, said Mr. Sullivan.
The single thing that is most holding back developing countries right now from being able to address the challenges and ensure that the next humanitarian crisis isn't right around the corner is getting out from crushing debt. So if we can mobilize capital through the international financial institutions, if we can solve the problem of debt relief, then we can set the stage for more sustainable development as we go forward.
I'm extremely proud of the humanitarian professionals in the U.S. government, said Mr. Sullivan, working with partners everywhere to be at battle stations to try to alleviate the suffering that we're seeing in so many places around the world right now.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.